The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Let's turn to Ukraine, the interview with Poroshenko. This is part of the answer we didn't air about Putin and his unpredictability. And if you were in Estonia or other countries in the region, would you be worried?
This is exactly because of the unpredictability. Look, anybody think that, okay, let's leave Transnistria, Ossetia, Abkhazia, and Putin, and let's calm Putin by this way. Then in year 2008, during the Putin aggression in Georgia, I said, okay, let's give it this way and make him happy. This is not working, because now he started an aggression against Ukraine, both in Crimea and east of my country. Then he launched an operation in Syria. Absolutely unpredictable.
We should point out that the interview was done Friday before all the revelations over the past day about the Panama Papers. We'll get to that in a second. His warning, Putin is on the move.
And the problem is not that Putin is unpredictable, it's that Obama is predictable. And you can predict in advance that whatever Putin does will receive no serious response from the United States. You know, we are now increasing our patrols in Eastern Europe. That's ridiculous. What the Eastern Europeans are begging for is a permanent presence, a tripwire. That would actually assure them. Obama will not do it. Can anybody explain to me why in Ukraine we, to this day, refuse to provide the Ukrainians with defensive weaponry? They are not asking for offensive, simply defense. Theirs is obsolete and inadequate, like I would say the Kurds in Iraq, but that's another story. We are leaving them twisting in the wind, and we are leaving it, the initiative, entirely up to Putin. If you are Ukraine, you are the Baltic states, you are even Poland, you don't sleep at night on account of that.
Last thing, this Panama Papers story, explosive. Journalists from around the world, 11 and a half million documents from this this law firm in South America, and world leaders who...
Well, you know, getting on the Putin deal, Scott, you know, this is, you know, I wonder if Putin just intimidates, you know, President Obama. I mean, you know, he just seems to, I don't know. I don't necessarily want to say the president's afraid of Putin, but I almost think the president's afraid of Putin.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Either he's afraid of him, or he just doesn't. He thinks that he's inconsequential and can't do anything to him. That would be the other possibility. But to not take somebody like Putin seriously seems to be an even a bigger issue.
Well, I would say that, you know, in his typical form, the president, because he has a high level of arrogance that I think is almost immeasurable, you know, that what you just suggested could have some validity, except on the hot mic situation, going back, you know, before the last re-election, when he told the president of Russia, he says, don't worry, you know, tell Vlad it's going to be okay once I get re-elected. You know, so that kind of, you know, gives me some sense of, you know, false security, that there's some sort of backroom cabal or handshake agreement between these two guys. But President Obama just does not have the confidence and the full force of the United States and all that it represents to be able to, you know, stand up against a Putin.
I think Krauthammer hit it right on the head. It's not that the problem is not that Putin's unpredictable. Mm-hmm. It's that you already know what Obama's going to do. It's
right.
That he's not going to do anything.
Well, I think in both cases they're both predictable. You know, Putin's going on. He wants to rebirth the rise of Russia and its heyday years, and you know, and Obama, wants to appease. So they've been consistent that way. I don't see any inconsistencies in that. This is Bill Martinez. The discussion continues. Thank you for joining us. It's just about 5 minutes right after the top of the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, it's going to be an us kind of thing, bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess, as you understand. Hopefully you understand that by now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Matt Whitaker is with us, former U.S. attorney, Senate candidate in Iowa. Matt is the president of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust that exposes campaign finance and ethics issues. Matt, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, the FBI is set to interview one Hillary Clinton. That's the big talk all around town. She says, "Hey, we're just meeting over a latte, and you know, it's just going to be a nice little conversation here, right?"
Well,
that's her story.
If it happens in Washington D.C., that'll be one expensive latte.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's a lot riding on this deal. That's for sure. And FBI Director James Comey, it's like his legacy. I mean, his career is already set, but his legacy is really on the line on this deal, isn't it?
It is. I think it's going to be an important touchstone. I mean, he's served at, you know, some very high levels and done some interesting things, and is certainly already a, you know, an important person. Really, you know, that is standing in the breach and trying to, you know, defend the public from terrorism and from, you know, things like public corruption. And I think it's fascinating that the negotiation was made that the director of the FBI would interview the witness, so professional witness at this point, because she's been interviewed so many times and given depositions and testimony, and it's going to be a one versus one seed coming off the national championship game, no doubt.
Exactly.
I think this is going to be. I mean, I would love to as a legal and political enthusiast, I would love to be in that room and observe those two heavyweights go at it.
It could be a pay-per-view event.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Do you imagine? No doubt. You imagine how many people? I mean, because you bring up an excellent point here, and this is what people need to hold into perspective. That is, Hillary Clinton is a professional at being interviewed. I mean, her whole life, the totality of her political experience is that she's gone through interviews like this. She's been investigated three ways to Sunday. And go ahead.
And not only that, but she has been prepared as a witness so many times that, you know, I'm sure that in anticipation of this, she's been spending time, you know, with her lawyers. You know, there's so many interesting facets. One of the things that's come out is it sounds like all of the inside group, Huma, Hillary, Cheryl, and others appear to be represented all by the same lawyer who is going to sit in all the interviews and explain to each of the clients what was said in those interviews. I think it's a fascinating development. I don't think that it's sustainable as someone that, you know, is not only runs a ethics and accountability watchdog, but is also a licensed I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton is setting this up to really, you know, not expose herself, while at the same time, in the traditional Clinton habit of burning those that are closest to you, you know, they left a complete trail of wreckage as they left Arkansas and were at the presidency for 8 years. I would expect that, you know, this is the beginning of another trail of wreckage, and I would expect that someone in her inner circle is going to ultimately take the fall, you know, for this behavior.
Well, what saved them? I mean, and you bring up a good point here, Matt. The White House saved them from, you know, from all kinds of scrutiny and prosecution, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and it also, you know, sort of provided them a budget to have and a platform to have professionals defend them from all these things. I mean, I just think it's funny that there's a whole generation of voters that weren't around, unfortunately, I hate to admit our age, but like you and I, and, you know, things like Travelgate, and things like, you know, the billing records from the Rose Law Firm and, you know, having having the White House counsel commit suicide in a park in Washington, D.C. I mean, there's just so many things that era of Clinton presidency and, you know, Bill and Hillary at the helm. And I just think Americans should understand that, you know, we are probably heading back to that era, you know, kind of version 2.0 with electronic sophisticated communications like email. But, you know, we, by and large, you know, a tiger doesn't change its stripes. And I don't think the Clintons are going to conduct themselves in the presidential and the White House any differently than they did in the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, this was the same, as you said. A train wreck when they left Arkansas, a train wreck when they left D.C. If you remember the dismantling of government offices, the people's offices, not theirs, by their own staff, you know, and Bush is coming in and thinking, what am I walking into here? Was there a frat party happening here that went on for several weeks or what?
Yeah, well, and if you remember things like taking certain letters off of keyboards.
Yeah, the W. I mean, it's like how, you know.
Right. But that kind of professional amateurism, if you will, is what we should expect. And, you know, back to the investigation, you know, we talked about that Jim Comey is actually going to conduct this. I think that's a very interesting development. While Jim, you know, was a line AUSA and a U.S. attorney himself in the Southern District of New York, you know, he was also the Deputy Attorney General, which is the number two position in Washington. And the only challenge I think, you know, that Jim's going to have as he, you know, does this interview is being prepared, because he is not conducting the investigation generally. So he's only going to, you know, have those around him preparing him. And I think that's the one advantage that I think Hillary Clinton has in the interview, is that she arguably lived at these events and should, you know, have a better recall of them than Jim might of the underlying facts. But knowing Jim, he's probably spent endless hours preparing for this matchup. I don't know ultimately if it the optics help Hillary Clinton, because she's still being interviewed by the FBI, and you know, all you have to do is ask someone like you know, that's previously been interviewed by anybody from the government, and they know that those people, you know, ask all the questions, know all the answers before they ask the question. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the risk is really, you know, going to be probably a obstruction of justice lying in an investigation more than the underlying facts. You know, Martha Stewart's a prime example.
Exactly.
Somebody that right. didn't get convicted of the underlying crime, but because of the interview, is sitting down for an interview. But, you know, Hillary had to do it. I mean, as someone that's both prosecuted and defended in federal court, I know that the last thing you want to do is have someone that's a target or a subject of investigation sit down for an interview and tell their story. You only want them to tell their story if they're going to tell it all once, and that's on the witness stand. And so in this case, I mean, she's, you know, obviously putting herself in a lot of risk, but she has to. I mean, you know, the alternative, which is saying, you know, I refuse to be interviewed by the FBI, you know, in the middle of a presidential election. I just think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, we're in the middle of a presidential campaign. This is unbelievable. Matt Whitaker is with us, former U.S. attorney, Senate candidate in Iowa, president of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. More from Matt on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night, it's a different world.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and we're coming at you live. Maybe the burn that Hillary is feeling his days is the burn that's coming more from the pressure of the FBI. And our conversation continues with Matt Whitaker, who served as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Iowa from 2004 to 2009. In 2014, he ran for U.S. Senate in Iowa, received his undergraduate degree in film production and broadcasting from Iowa in 1991. Matt, you know, I know that your organization has been calling for a special counsel to investigate Hillary. She doesn't even want to get close to a special counsel, does she?
She doesn't. And, you know, what it looks like to me is that this president has pretty much endorsed Hillary's presidency, for better or for worse. I don't sense that, you know, the people that supported him in the last 4 or 8 years necessarily are with Hillary Clinton, but I think for political purposes, you know, the president appears to have tacitly endorsed her over the last several months, and, you know, that puts Attorney General Loretta Lynch in a very difficult position where her boss, you know, has a horse in the race, and, you know, she's trying to do justice, I would assume, without playing politics, but, you know, her whole history is partisan in nature. I mean, you know, her, all of her donations politically have been to Democrats, and I mean, there's, you don't get to be Attorney General of the United States unless you're from the president's same party. I mean, that's the way sort of patronage jobs generally work. You know, and that being said, I think a special counsel, you know, a long-serving professional, which the Department of Justice has many that fit that bill, that would be giving broad discretion and independence to, you know, conduct an investigation and to present a case to a grand jury and seek indictments for whoever committed crimes, I think would be the best way to do this case. It takes, you know, any suggestion that, you know, partisan politics would be gone at that point if you appointed somebody of the highest, you know, distinction and credentials. And so, you know, my argument, and I made this publicly in some editorials and op-eds that we placed in some pretty, you know, important papers, that I think the time is now to have a special counsel. You know, and as you know, the special counsel law is the only law we have. The independent counsel law expired in 2000. It was not, has not been reauthorized. So that was what Whitewater investigation, Kenstar, was under. But, you know, we've seen special counsels given broad discretion. You know, Pat Fitzgerald from Chicago, who I served as a U.S. attorney with, he did the whole Valerie Plame, Scooter Libby investigation. He was given very broad discretion to conduct that investigation. Ultimately,
exactly,
prosecuted Scooter Libby, and so I mean, I would see a very similar, you know, broad authorization of the special counsel that I proposed.
Well, it's almost like you need a special counsel to really get down to the facts. I mean, look at how Hillary has been able to obfuscate Benghazi. I mean, as you say, you know, so aptly that she's a professional. At being interrogated, I think you could waterboard her and you still couldn't get the truth.
Well, if you remember the Benghazi hearing that, you know, that had a panel of, you know, several, I think it seemed like there were, you know, 11, 12, 13 members of Congress, and you know, there were a couple, you know, former prosecutors, but because of the format, I don't think they were allowed to be as effective as, you know, they might be, mostly because the whole thing was staged for TV, and, you know, they could not compel Hillary Clinton to answer the questions and really asked questions that were very imprecise and allowed her a lot of wiggle room. But again, you could see how prepared she was and how on message she was, and I mean, that goes to the level of her professional witness and the practice of giving testimony and being interviewed so many times. And you know, I just, you know, I look at people like Trey Gowdy, you know, who is a former assistant United States attorney, and how just really frustrated he was becoming as he interviewed Hillary Clinton in that Benghazi hearing. And, you know, I think about somebody like Jim Comey now, who's going to sit across the desk or table from Hillary Clinton and ask questions, and, you know, wondering if maybe he'll take a different tact and, you know, maybe be better prepared and have all of the information, unlike, you know, what it appeared, you know, the Benghazi committee was, right. You know, I just didn't feel like it was as effective
Well, I don't think that Trey Gowdy had a fair chance to be successful, you know, the way this thing was set up. And also, he was being undermined by the Democrats. And he finally said, hey, look, you're not going to have access to the documentation like you've had before because you guys have been leaking the stuff. So they've been doing everything they can. I say they, the Democrats, have been doing everything they can to circle their wagons. And Hillary understood this too, Matt, because, I mean, for her to come back with such arrogance in that statement that I think will echo through the ages regarding Benghazi, like, you know, well, what does it matter at this point anyway? I mean, for her,
right.
I mean, at that point, it's like, hey, look what, you know, the thing is up. The jig's up. We know what it is. You're not going to get any further than this. So, you know, here I am and I'm slapping you down, you know. So, you know, what can you do? So I was embarrassed for Trey Gowdy because I have a lot of respect for him. I don't know him as well as you do, certainly. But just from what I know about him, I just think, wow, this is just really unfortunate because all he's trying to do is get down to the matter. But, you know, it's a partisan issue, unfortunately, and that's what they're dealing with. I do want to talk to you about these top 10 most ethically challenged Hillary emails that FACT has presented. We've got about 3 minutes left here, Matt. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, well, we felt, you know, sort of after the 17,000 classified emails were identified and the 22 top secret emails and the over 30,000 pages of emails, which only represent less than half of the emails that were ultimately turned over from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State and that had resided on her you know, private server that, you know, Lord knows where. It was either in a bathroom in Colorado.
Yeah.
Either a basement in Chappaqua, New York, or a bathroom in Colorado, but wherever it was, you know, we've seen less than half. And, you know, we felt that it would be good to hone in and to direct the American people, you know, to the 10 that really, I think, you know, demonstrate sort of the business that was being conducted by Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. And so, you know, we laid those out. Now, you also may know that we had fun during the basketball tournament on our Facebook page by putting out a Elite Eight at Hillary Clinton's ethical challenges and had our Facebook supporters vote. And I think we're announcing the winner today of our championship game. And it, you know, it was a couple of heavyweight challenges ethically, but you know, I think this overall, the message is, you know, not only were there classified and top secret documents stored on this server in contravention of the law, but you also need to see how Hillary Clinton conducted her business as Secretary of State and the ethical challenges that raised, from people lobbying her and violating the Foreign Agent Registration Act to, you know, really mixing Clinton Foundation and official Secretary of State business. You know, and it was a staggering list. I mean, once we assembled it, it was you know, I've had to take a step back for a moment and say, this is somebody that just does not understand how to conduct themselves in the professional office of Secretary of State, and really as the people's servant, we should expect better.
Really, and as a U.S. attorney, I mean, you're looking at this, Matt, and you're just going, how do we get to this point? But like you said, you know, professionally, she's handled this. The Clintons have done this over the years, and it's just so blatant. It's like, how bad does it have to get? Is it like that old saying, you know, at some point you just run out of lies and you're finally exposed or something, you know? I don't
know. Well, if your listeners have a minute today, the Wall Street Journal has a very interesting article about the Panama Papers that just came out.
Exactly. Matthew Whitaker, I'm Bill Martinez.
Of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A Classroom Answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen? If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Thalys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you. I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
free, go free!
Go Tom Petty, he's doing a lot!
He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
God's Not Dead, too. Now play. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. You gotta shake, shake, shake.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Always good to have you along with us. And by the way, your opinion does count here, and we'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email if you want at bill@billmartinezlive.com. Let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation. We need to confront this culture if we're going to get this country back on track. Joseph Klein is with us, Harvard-trained lawyer and the author of Global Deception, the UN Stealth Assault on America's Freedom, and the new book, Lethal Engagement, Barack Hussein Obama, the United Nations and Radical Islam. That is a mouthful, and that says a whole lot just in the title. Joseph Klein, always good to have you on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the new book. Whoa, man, I'm telling you, just the title itself, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks, I don't know what will.
Well, actually, the book was written, it's more recent than the UN book, but I actually wrote it about 2010, shortly after Obama's apology speech in Cairo to the Muslim world. That kind of really set me thinking about the direction that his administration was going to take to coddle the Islamists and kick Israel under the bus, and that's exactly what's happened.
No surprise there, it did. And then, interestingly enough, on the other end of his bookend administration, you got an apology to the Middle East on the one side, and now apology to the Americas, including Cuba, on the other side.
Well, that's right. Obama's very good at making apologies for the United States. Rather than seeking apologies and, more frankly, seeking action against those who are really harming not only the U.S., but freedom-loving people all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, when he went to Cuba, one of the first things he did was appear in front of a sculptural relief of the bloodthirsty terrorist Che Guevara, who was revered in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Then after he did his wave in the baseball game and gave his speech and said that Raul Castro had a decent point when Castro was criticizing the human rights record in the United States, president. He left Cuba, and then you have Fidel Castro rising out of his bed to take a swipe at Obama, and you have a very nasty editorial in one of the Cuban state newspapers, really using racist language to dump all over Obama. And that's the thing she gets.
Well, you know, not a big surprise, and you know, with your prescient perspective on one Barack Obama, and as a UN correspondent, do you see our former, soon-to-be former president, much more involved in the UN?
Well, he may well have a fantasy. I think he has two fantasies. One is to be the UN Secretary General. That I don't see happening with Russia as one of the permanent members of the Security Council. They're not going to let that happen. The other would probably be at some point to be nominated to the Supreme Court, which would frankly be more dangerous. I'd rather have him shipped off to the UN than do damage on the Supreme Court.
Well, as long as Putin is in charge of Russia, I agree, that isn't going to happen. He's not going to end up as Secretary General. But you just scared, you just scared me in my tracks here, suggesting that he could be nominated to the Supreme Court.
I don't want to let my imagination go too far, but I can see a scenario where Hillary Clinton gets protected from at least an indictment for the email scandal. She wins. And kind of as a payback, she nominates Obama to the next vacancy. Maybe she'll keep Garland, but there'll probably be another vacancy during her term, and that could be his payback.
Could you imagine? Whoa. Wow, that's unbelievable. You know, we were talking about your article. We touched on this just a little bit here, and I want to drill down into it a little bit more, Joseph, if we can. And that is how Putin, once again, outmaneuvering our president in Syria.
Well, he's done it actually now three times. First time was when Obama set his famous or infamous red line on the use of chemical weapons by Assad. Assad used them, and Putin kind of outmaneuvered Obama and got Obama to retreat from the red line and agree to some kind of mechanism to remove the chemical weapons from Syria. We don't know if all of them have been removed. In fact, we know that not all of them have been removed because Putin, Assad has been using chlorine gas. Who knows what else he has? So that was the first time that Putin looked like the peacemaker and Obama looked like he was retreating.
Exactly.
The second time is on the battlefield. You know, Obama has dithered for several years, not knowing what to do, trying to back some unvetted rebels who were, in many cases, jihadists, and any weaponry and materials that we get to some of these unvetted rebels ends up in the hands of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then Putin comes in to the rescue. He uses real air power, not these little pinpricks that Obama's been doing, and he manages to turn Assad's situation from a losing situation to regaining a lot of territory, and at the same time getting ISIS out of Palmyra and some other areas in Syria. So Putin looks decisive. He props up Assad. And then that provides leverage at the bargaining table. And we have these stop-and-go peace talks, in quotes, going on in Geneva, facilitated by the UN. And who pops up there? Not just the supposed official delegation of opposition to negotiate with Assad through the UN, but a group known as the Moscow Group. Because it's supported by Russia.
These are
some of them are actually former, the leader at least is a former deputy in Assad's cabinet who Assad got rid of but still prefers to deal with than the opposition that Saudi Arabia approved that wants to see Assad go. So Russia is looking like the more inclusive peacemaker, more opposition. They help Assad, And Obama just looks pitiful.
Well, you mentioned the weapons of mass destruction, the chemical agents that was used, and it was reported that a lot of that, a lot of those chemicals came from Saddam Hussein, but yet it's not really put out there because it supports George Bush's contention and the reports of the international community that Saddam Hussein had already gassed people. Well, that was obviously what he did to the Kurds, but that he did have some weapons of mass destruction and that he did get them out of Dodge up to Syria. Is that the trail that you believe happened, or are we just in la-la land here?
I think you're absolutely right, and I wouldn't be surprised if at least some elements of a nuclear program in whatever state it might have been were also shipped out, because you know, there's some alignment between the Ba'ath Party in Syria and the Ba'ath Party that Saddam Hussein was running in Iraq. So I think that's quite plausible. I don't think Syria just suddenly developed all this stuff on its own.
Well, Joseph, if Assad's out, and with everything that happened, you know, with the Arab Spring and everything, is this just another one of those dominoes that will, you know, that falls, that will regret, because now we end up with somebody worse than Assad?
Well, if Syria totally collapses, which would probably happen in the absence of some centralized power, whether it's Assad or someone like Assad.
Okay, we only got about 30 seconds here, Joseph.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say very quickly, Syria will become another failed state under Obama's watch. Libya, Yemen, and Iraq, after Obama pulled out all the U.S. troops precipitously in 2011. He'll achieve four failed states in the Middle East during his term.
That's his legacy. Wow, crazy. Joseph Klein, Harvard-trained lawyer and the author of Global Deception, the UN Stealth Assault on America's Freedom, and the more recent book, Lethal Engagement, Barack Hussein Obama, the United Nations and Radical Islam, available at all the usual places. Right, Joseph?
Yeah, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and it could be ordered through your listeners' local bookstores.
That's great. Joseph Klein, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Joseph.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
663 million people around the world lack access to clean drinking water. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school or work. Access to clean, safe water transforms lives. This year, Emergency and Charity Water have teamed up to transform communities affected by the global water crisis. With help from Fuller House actress Lori Loughlin, the organizations will work to bring clean water to communities in Ethiopia.
As a mother, the facts about the global water crisis are startling. I'm working with Emergency and Charity Water to ask you to help lift the burden with the 40 pounds challenge. 40 pounds represents the weight of a water-filled jerry can that women and children carry every day to bring water to their families. To participate, upload a picture of yourself to Instagram or Twitter holding anything up to 40 pounds with the hashtag 40 pounds and tag @emergency. For every picture, a donation of $5 will go to funding clean water sources in Ethiopia.
Visit emergencytransforms.com for official challenge rules.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Booyah! Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. No, no need to be afraid. Come on, this is our country. Look at, stand up for what you believe in. You got to be all in, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the problem we've had in this country is that we want to stick a toe into the program here, and we need much more than toes. It's like my old mentor used to say, you know, sometimes you get to the point, Bill, where you just got to be willing to fall on your sword. And I wonder in this country if we have enough people that have the heart of a patriot, that have that revolutionary mindset that our founding fathers had, because I believe that this is what's required of our country today, that we've kind of, you know, we've become unhinged, and we're like that hot air balloon that's been pierced, and we're just going in all kinds of different directions because we're not anchored to anything. It's like, you know, what do we believe in anymore? I mean, you know, the Constitution is being challenged. We have these dynamic pulls, as we've been talking about since the passing of one Justice Scalia. It is most amazing what has happened, but look at, if we're going to get this country back on track, which the majority of people agree that it is on the wrong track, then we need to be all in together and united. But the forces, the political forces, be they as they may, and other forces, I believe, that are pulling the levers in the background, you know, love it when we're arguing and fighting with one another and just, you know, being, you know, divided. Because, you know, as the old saying says, it's trite, but it's so true. United we stand. And that's what we're all about. And speaking of the presidential campaign, the Republican race for president has descended into a battle over Melania Trump and Heidi Cruz in many ways. Now, Trump believes his third wife, Melania, was unfairly attacked by a super PAC connected to Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Now, Cruz has denied any connection to the piece that depicted Melania from her modeling days. Yet, the controversy, although I got to tell you that all the Bernie followers, they saw that picture and go, whoa, we may want to get in. I'm just saying, okay? And, I mean, there's no question. She is a very stunning woman, and that was a great shot in GQ magazine, as they would say. Yet, the controversy has led many to wonder, who is Melania Trump? Now, she's not considered the political partner that Nancy Reagan and Hillary Clinton were to their spouses, nor is she known for being involved in causes as were previous first ladies. Now, little is known about Melania Trump, and you say, well, who is she? Could she actually be an Achilles heel for the Trump campaign? Well, here to help us understand, you know, Melania is somebody who has written about her extensively. He is the author of Melania Trump, The Inside Story, Bojan Pozar. He is a noted Slovenian journalist who knows Melania Trump and her family and claims that Donald Trump's ex-wife, Ivana, does not believe Melania is qualified to be first lady. Rare. I know. What can you tell? But, Bojan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for coming on with us.
Okay, thank you for the invitation.
Well, you have written extensively about Melania Trump. Help our audience understand who Melania Trump is.
Yeah, this is really interesting, but I'm not the only author. I wrote this book with my colleague, Igor Meza, a foreign Slovenian politician who is also a writer now. So we wrote this book together.
Mm-hmm.
Melania, the American public doesn't know a lot about Melania, but the Slovenian public doesn't know almost nothing about Melania. We know a lot more about Donald Trump than Melania Trump. But she left Slovenia when she was when she was 23 years old. Then she moved to Milano, Italy, to Vienna, Austria, to France, Paris. But the problem I see now is this: that Melania Trump in this past year told a lot of untruths about herself, about her career and her parents to the American public. She told even a lot of lies. This is, I think, the biggest problem for Donald Trump and for his campaign.
Now, are the lies that she has perpetrated on the American public, are they deal breakers, if that makes sense to you, Bojan? I mean, I don't like it when anybody lies. I mean, a lie is a lie, and... But,
a lie, but it is the problem because she's not an average citizen. She's the candidate, she's potential first lady. And I think it's a problem for American, for America, for American public if they become a first lady who is known as a liar. For example, she was never a supermodel. She was never a supermodel. She was just an average model. She began the model career, the little biggest model career after she met Trump. We spoke with some fashion agent in Italy and Vienna, and they told us that that she became a little well-known model with help with Trump's money. And they told us the money of Trump speaks and show she came to the cover pages for some well-known magazine and so. For example, then she lied about her education. She never got a degree in architecture university from Ljubljana. She only went there for a year. And she was so-called college dropout in Slovenia. Her mother was never a fashion designer, as Melania told in some interviews. But she was only a seamstress in the state-owned firm in Slovenia. His father was not an investor like the Melania or Donald Trump. The media. He was a janitor, a private driver, and in the end of his career in Slovenia, he was a salesman, a car salesman, but also in state-owned firm. So there are a lot of these small and biggest lies in Melania's life.
Now, do you think that, you know, her background in growing up? I mean, she was in, you know, there in Slovenia till what? She was 23. You said before she moved out. And, you know, and then
she moved out and she came back. So a few months she was in Italy, and then she was a few months in Slovenia, and so was she lives in Slovenia and she lives abroad.
Do you think at all, because of her upbringing there in Slovenia, that would have any kind of positive impact as the First Lady, that she would bring something of, you know, compassion and understanding of the common man that maybe, you know, the Trump collective could not?
No, because, you know, she has a really strange character. After my information, the last time that she was in Slovenia were 11 years ago. And she came to Slovenia and she don't want to speak with Slovenian friends in Slovenian language. She want to speak in English. And this is very for Slovenia. When one of her former boyfriend or lover meet her in before 15 or 16 years ago in New York, they meet in some restaurant in Fifth Avenue. She also don't want to speak with him in Slovenian language. So in Slovenian public, they have not a good opinion about Melania. She don't give any donation, any charity in Slovenia. One time she gave, I think, $25,000 for a hospital in her hometown, Selnica. But there were some citizens of Selnica, they give more money like Melania Trump. This is very strange for us.
Mm. So that's that has to be interesting when you see and you know Melania Trump. You know, growing up, but now here she is, you know, as you say, you know, she could be the next First Lady of the United States. This could be tough, especially for the people back home that know who she is.
Yeah, she makes, I don't know, maybe she makes the biggest transition for her. She was a few years ago. She was living in socialist apartment in hometown Selnica, and now she's living in the Fifth Avenue. This is maybe the biggest change for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you suggest that Melania has really been, you know, kind of manufactured by Donald Trump, by his money. Obviously, I mean, he's married her. They seem to have a good relationship, at least from, you know, the perspective that we have here in looking into their relationship. Not that we go very deep, but on the surface, and she seems to be a bit of a calming agent to Donald Trump. And I think the body politic here in the United States can appreciate somebody who can calm Donald Trump, you know, and she seems to be helping in that regard.
Well, I think she don't like this. I think she has ambition. That is no doubt ambition. But I think she don't like this campaign. It makes her nervous. For Donald Trump, I don't know how to say, but for Donald Trump, now it will be better if you will be married with Ivana Trump for the campaign. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Ivana, you know, spoke out and said that that Melania would not make a very good first lady, you know, to your point, supporting what you just said.
Yeah, because, you know, she's Melania is not educated and worldly. She has no, you see, she lives in almost 25 years in the States, and she don't know to speak in English. I think she knows maybe 200 or 300 words, and no one knows anything about her view on politics, and this is very strange for someone who's running for White House.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, Bojan Pozar has been our guest. He's the author of Melania Trump, The Inside Story. He's a noted Slovenian journalist who knows Melania Trump and her family. He claims that Donald Trump's ex-wife Ivana does not believe Melania is qualified to be the first lady and has stated this. And, you know, we appreciate the insight and what he brings, you know, to the discussion here. Bojan Pozar, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. Okay. We're live at 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.